Hey guys, what's up? It's Simone.
Hey guys, it's Jay.
And welcome to the Dating Game Podcast.
Woo, why are you laughing?
Because I was just trying to sort myself, because I'm literally lying down in my bed. I was like, how can I make this the least obvious that I'm lying down in my bed? Let me just adjust my laptop before you hear my covers and stuff. Anyway, it's too late. You guys know now. I'm actually not in my bed. I'm in a hotel room. Not for the fun reasons, unfortunately.
Yeah, you better say that after. You're like, damn, we're getting very close and personal.
Not yet, anyway. Not yet.
Okay. Interesting.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. What about you?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm all good. Oh, good.
It's actually really hot today. Like, not hot. Okay, warm today.
It's nice for some. Some of us are up north.
Was it not hot?
By the coast.
Oh, by the coast. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No. It said it was 12 degrees, but it was very like frosty, kind of that kind of cold, sharp spring kind of
a cold 12.
Basically, yeah, it's a cold 12 degrees. And then I saw that in London it's going to be 20 degrees this week, so I was like, I'm gutted. Oh well, never mind.
I don't even know what it was today. I think it was like 15 potentially.
I'm sure the listeners don't want to listen to us talk about the weather. So let's change the topic.
It's a very English thing, British thing to do that. And we have to act. We're not acting, sorry. We are British. So
we have to act British.
But we are British. Sorry, we are British. It's going to be 18. I can't believe it. Whew, let's get on my shorts. <I'm
joking. laughs> Yeah. Yeah, it's all right, it makes you feel better. Anyway, moving on swiftly. have you done anything fun recently?
In general or with men?
In general. Oh, no. Okay. In general. Could date men.
Fun.
Do you have to think that hard?
So I can't even remember. It's like a blur. I feel a bit like weird today. Anyways, I feel a bit like out of place. Like I can't remember things. Yes, pardon?
That's because you're off work at the moment. So you're...
Yes. So my brain is scrambled. So yes, I went to a baby shower on Sunday. That was very nice, very lovely. My friend is having twins. And it's so cute. She looked beautiful. She looked so stunning. She didn't even look like she was going to be pregnant. Sorry, she didn't look like she was pregnant. She's amazing. And it was just such a good day. I vibed with a few people. One woman, she was so lovely. She was like, take my Instagram. She was like, we want to stay connected. It was really nice. Like, it was just really refreshing. Aww. But I really like Brummy people anyways. They're just good energy. They're just so positive, in my opinion anyways. And it made me love Birmingham again. I forgot because I haven't been there for such a long time. But I love it. Yeah, so that was fun. And we did a few fun games. So it was very fun. What about you? Anything fun?
Yes, not really. What have I done fun? What have I done fun? Let me think. What did I do? I've been to the theatre, darling. I've been watching lots of shows and stuff, and
good.
That's been really good. And then yeah, I had to drive up to Liverpool for a little trip, training thing this week. So I'm kind of in a new, I'm in a new environment, which I realize it's been a long time since I've done that, because I've kind of just been, I used to do it a lot. Like I just would always have some reason to be out of town. I haven't been out of town for a long time. And so today I went to the gym and I like hang out with the locals and stuff. And I felt like, oh, I feel like this part of me is coming back a bit again. And I was talking to a friend, because I was talking to a friend recently and I was telling them that I might, well, I will likely be going away for work soon. And she was like, oh, you know, but you love traveling. Like, that's great. And I was like, I feel like I've lost that part of me. Like, I feel like I'm just in the space where I just want to be settled now. I just want to have my routine. I don't, like, I want to go on holiday to places, but I don't really want to be away that often. I'm quite happy with the very generic 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. And then she was like, well, then maybe this will be a good for you because it will remind you of that part of yourself. And I was like, yeah, maybe. And then actually being here, I was partially reminded of that part of myself, that part of myself that can go away and cope and manage and get on with life. And because I even thought, I was like, oh, these houses are quite nice. Maybe I could live up here. And I was like, oh, what would it be like starting all over again? And, you know, so actually that kind of excites me again, that idea of being somewhere new. So I feel like I'm on a little bit of a self-exploration this week, actually. A bit more than I thought. I thought I literally would just be in my hotel room crying to come back to London. But actually, I'm all right.
That's quite good. I like that. It's really positive. And sometimes, you know, we build up all these feelings and thoughts before we arrive to that destination and where you are. And you think, oh, I don't know what it's going to be like. You start to panic, overwhelm yourself, and actually it's quite positive. Did you see anybody fit in the gym?
I did, actually. There was one guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm gonna interrupt you. No wonder why you're so positive.
I saw him at the end of the workout, actually. But there's one guy and I just thought, wow, your body's actually really nice. Like, you look really good. I thought, you know, Liverpool, they look after themselves, don't they? Like, you know, they're like trimmed and they look after themselves. I was like, okay. Yeah, because, you know, all the girls, that's when they, you know, fake tan and the eyelash and the big hair. That's what they're known for, Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. Is that looking after yourself?
Yeah, they like to get trimmed and, yeah, like, they physically, they look after themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. And even, like, on my training, the trainer was saying how there's a big trend in Liverpool where women get their nostrils waxed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and they get their nostrils waxed. And he was like, is it a thing anywhere else? And everybody looked at each other blankly. So he was like, oh, the Liverpool thing then. But yeah, he said it's a really big business at the moment. If you can get your nostrils waxed, you sort of make a bit of a party out of it, then all your friends go around to one someone's house and they bring the wax lady over and then she just waxes everyone's nostrils.
This is a different country you're talking about.
Listen, it feels like it sometimes, because when they're talking, I'm just literally just like, what are you saying to me? And I feel so bad having to say, sorry, what was that? I have to say that literally they have to repeat everything they say twice. And every now and then you get used to someone's voice. So then there's someone that you might speak to regularly, then you hear their voice and you get used to it. And then someone else will come along. And then you're like, no. I can't have too many people speaking because I just can't understand.
So today we are talking about what to say on a first date. What are the conversations or the conversation starters on a first date? Which I have no idea. Not joking. I don't know. Right. Quite interesting question or topic choice. Like, what's the first, or what's the conversations you have on a first date? But I think you have to take it back one step. Like, how do you? So how fast do you ask somebody to go on a date? That's number one, because that actually determines what you say on the date, in my opinion.
Okay, so I guess I'm thinking about it from an organic perspective of, you've just met and then you go on a date within 1 or 2 weeks of meeting. So you haven't, you might have done some, but the thing is, as well, is when you're texting, when you're messaging someone, you can either do the sort of boring interview questions, which are, sorry, that's my mum. You can either do the really boring interview questions, or you can do the, like the more like banterful kind of just witty kind of conversation, and then wait till you get to the date to do the kind of more, well, let me get to know you properly. And that's personally, that's how I prefer it. I think, you know, I've done it both ways, but I definitely prefer kind of getting to know someone's sense of humor a little bit and getting to know like their surface level personality first. And then when we actually meet face to face, where you can read body language, where you can kind of like see, you know, their faces and expressions and how they respond to things in the most organic ways, that's how I prefer to have my first dates. So the purpose of this was kind of, the purpose of this topic was for us to kind of just talk you through like a little kind of how to, or like what kinds of things that you can ask based on our experiences on a first date. But yeah, I have found this article, which I think might help, but you can let me know if you think these apply to you. Okay. And I know you're going to respond with your face, but it's a podcast, so make sure you respond verbally. Okay. So this is 14 dating topics to talk about on your first date.
Okay.
The idea of this, thank you very much for your verbal response. And the idea of this, I think, is to kind of make it fun. So it's not going to be generic. Okay. So the first one, if you could hop on a plane right now, where would you go? Hello? Your face is saying a lot. The words, not so much.
Sorry. This is difficult for me. That's crazy. I'm not asking that question.
Why not? I think that's quite good.
Nah. That is very surface level. No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go. Number two. Where is home?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Yeah. So it kind of expands it, would you say?
Yeah. I'm very curious because as us diasporas know, it's interesting. Who do people...
How are we getting this deep, please?
Can you stop with your facial expressions, please? Can you stop? What do you mean this deep? We all know that. I always put it down to this, yeah. Remember when we were younger and we went out and we went clubbing and somebody would say, where are you from? That question is loaded. Like, what are you saying? What do you mean, where am I from? And at the time I was in Birmingham. Do you mean where I'm from? Where I'm from now? Where my parents are from? Where my grandparents are from? It's a very loaded question. So I'm very curious. I like that question.
Okay. All right then. Well, in this sense, aside from diaspora and that, it says you and your date might be living and working in the same city now, but home can mean different things to different people. It might be the place where your date grew up, the place where they were born, or the place that they've made the most fond memories in. Either way, it will help you to get a sense of where their heart belongs and what matters most to them.
So how would you answer that question? Just out of curiosity.
Where is home? Home is my hometown where I was born, where I grew up. Even though I've been living in London for a few years, it's not like loads and loads of time, but even though I've been living in London, home is definitely my hometown.
Yeah. Okay.
But then secondly, it'll be Jamaica.
This is what I'm trying to say to you.
And then third would be Senegal. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Anyway, I only say Senegal because when I went there, it was like, oh my gosh, my heart was just like, oh. Anyway, so number three, what's the best meal you've ever had?
Yeah, I like that question.
Yeah. Or for me, it's cuisine. What's your favorite cuisine? Because that tells me a lot about you. Because if you're like, Yard Foods, I'm like, okay, your second favorite. And then if it's like, I don't even know, what do kind of those kind of people say what their second favorite food is?
If they do say Yard Food, I would question a lot with that.
Exactly, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Not because it's wrong, because I feel like that is the not a generic answer. It's kind of like, I like my mum's food too. Basically, you're saying you like your mum's food or your family's food. That's what you're basically saying. Yeah. Everybody does. So you have to come out of that bubble and say, what's your favorite food?
Mm.
Yeah. I love talking about food anyways. And a recent date I had, he never had like a burrito. So I just love the process of educating with food about what's in it.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't even want to know what your response to that, but that's fine.
go on. No, elaborate. Go.
Elaborate on what your response.
What were you going to say next before I interrupted with my big long sigh?
Yeah, he was just confused as to why would you put rice and like bread to get like some carbs together. I was like, stop questioning, just eat it.
Yeah, but why would you have jollof and plantain? It's the same. And people even have plantain sandwiches, do they not?
Do they?
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe it's just a Jamaican thing. You put fried plantain in your hard dough bread. That's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I mean, yeah, good for you educating the world and that, doing up saviour. Fantastic.
Whatever.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it too, because obviously I like to try new things and if I meet someone who's not tried as many things as me, I'm like, oh, like, let's try this together, let's try that together. But also, I really want to also have someone introduce me to things. That's my whole thing. So it's like, yes, I love that. I can,
yeah, I agree.
I can allow you to try pad thai for the first time. Woohoo. However, or have, I'm glad that we can have our first Wagamamas together. Woohoo. However, I also want us to get to the point where together we're like, oh babe, let's try this new place. I heard about it. It's got this new, you know, South American thing and da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, let's try. That would be nice also. But yeah, that's why the what's your favorite cuisine or what's the best meal that you've had? I think that's a good question for sure.
Yeah, it is a good question, definitely. 100%.
Okay, this one's a bit personal for me. It says, did you have any nicknames growing up? And do you have any now?
Yeah, you do. It's quite a big thing for you. Which makes you laugh because it's only for me. What I know about you is it's only one. So why is it so personal to you? I don't understand.
It's just over familiarity. I just have a real thing about it. I just have this real thing. I just have this real thing.
And the fact that you haven't even explained what the nickname is, it's just so. The fact you haven't even let the listeners know what is a nickname, and you're just like, you're very personal about it.
I am. Like, I don't want to give people permission to call me this, but also, I don't want people to feel like they can't call me this, because it makes you question, second guess. So, for example, when I worked away in Italy last year, I met someone who would call me this, just, and I knew it was because he knew other.
Can you just say what it is, please?
No. Okay. Okay, it's not a big deal, right? Basically, my name is Simone, so people will call me right? So for me, is reserved for, like, stop laughing, shut up, you better beat this out. It's reserved for, like, you know, people that know me best, like my close friends and family, people that I've known for a long time. And whenever people that I don't know so well call me, I just cringe. I just feel, and I'll never say don't call me, but I would just feel really awkward until eventually you get to that place where I'd feel comfortable with you again.
Yeah.
Like, I was in a band for 3 years, and then out of the blue, this guy, one of the band members, like, calling me, and I was like, excuse me, we don't have that kind of relationship. But he kept doing it. And then after a while, I was like, okay, fine. And then I was like, okay, he calls me now, that's cool. But when I was when I went to Italy last year, mm-hmm. We were all introducing each other, all the people that we were working together with. And one guy was like, oh yeah, on the first day. So I kind of left it. And then I think after about a week, I brought it up. But I was kind of just saying, oh, that's kind of, you know, let me make sure that I'm calling you the right name. Because I know for me personally, I don't like people calling me unless they really know me. And he was like, oh. And he was like, oh, okay. And then he went to call him a couple of times after that. And then he was like, oh, sorry, Simone. And I was like, no, like you've done it now. You've been calling me for a week. Like, just carry it on. And if that's what you want to do. He's like, oh, now, but now you've made it awkward. So I'm just, it's just the whole thing. Anyway, for me, I'll never bring it up on a first date because I don't want that to become permission for you to call me.
What if they just call you automatically then?
I'm getting better. I probably brush over it, but
yeah.
Well, so there's one guy, the one who went to another country and bought me a mug and all that kind of stuff. Occasionally, you know, I'll speak to him and he calls me Sai Sai. I don't know why that comes from. I don't know why.
That's like a cute, he's doing like a pet name, like a cutesy thing. That's between you and him. You told us.
It's not, I'm not a fan. Okay, anyway, that's me personally. That's how I feel. What about you? How do you feel about that question?
It's a difficult question for me. So my boyfriend or partner's be has to call me my full name, which I won't say on here. My full name, which actually I say I won't say it here, but it's probably been said 100 times.
Thousands. First of all, actually, because okay, so for example, when you meet people on dating apps, you just put Jay, right?
Yeah.
So when do you tell people your real name?
When they ask me, I say my name is blah blah. I'm like, okay. And some of them ask me, why did you put Jay then? I said, because you don't know me. So I do it if you ask the question. But I feel uncomfortable when my partner calls me Jay because I'm thinking, you'll do it, take the piss out of me. Not in a video, I'm not saying everybody takes the piss, that calls me Jay. But everybody knows that my hometown people and my family call me they'll never call me Jay. If they call me Jay, I would actually be like, whoa, you lot are taking the piss. I know that there's some type of joke around. Somebody's joking. if somebody's trying to make a statement, especially if family did it. The only person that calls me Jay is like my uni friend. Yeah. Uni friends and work. But for my boyfriend, I would want them to call me Jay.
I get that, but I think it's a bit of a switch, isn't it? Because if you met someone as Jay, for example, say I met you as Jay, say I was a guy and I met you as Jay, and then I chose not to ask you what your full name was because I just didn't think it was irrelevant until like, I don't know, the fourth, fifth date. And then suddenly you were like, it's suddenly but I met you as Jay. I think that would be
that's quite never happened to me though. That's what which is quite interesting. I know what you're saying. That's never happened. They always question my name. Okay. Someone would say, oh, Jay's your name, right? And I'm like, no, my name's, and then I'll correct them. And that's right. Always happened. No one's ever said, oh, hi Jay. No, it's never been like that, which is weird to say that. It's a weird setup, but you know, I just like to hear my family and friends and for home friends call me. And I like to hear my university friends and colleagues call me Jay. I don't know why. I just like it. But when my boyfriends and partners before call me Jay, I feel like it's a bit of a detachment. Like, I don't know. It's a bit weird because it's weird me saying that because I don't feel like that with my uni friends, for example. It's an interesting one. And then I do have a pet name from my dad. Calls me, which I won't say on here, because only my dad calls me it and no one else. If somebody else said that name, I won't even respond. I'll actually look at you blankly. I'll be like, why are you? It was not even a joke. I remember my ex did that once, actually, just to make me feel awkward. But I don't know. You just got literally your face. So yeah. Aww. nicknames are weird because even my other friend calls me Jay Bird, and I couldn't even imagine anyone else calling me that, because I'll be like, whoa, like that's weird.
I've got a friend who calls me a weird, I even hate saying it, calls me a weird name, and I just feel It was like a uni joke that just went too far. I'm sure a lot of people have those kinds of names, but now she's the only one who calls me that, and I just hate it. But I could never tell her that because I love her, but I just could never.
But you hate it.
Hate it.
You need to tell her. Are you crazy?
Okay, I don't hate it enough to tell her clearly, but I hate it.
Nah, I'm sorry.
Every now and then she'll call me that, and I'll just be like, it's Simone in my mind, but I won't tell her.
You're crazy. Yeah. Someone else has tried to call me Jay from home, and I've told them, don't call me that. What are you doing? I'll just tell you what you're doing. It's not you to do it.
Okay, right, let's move on. Next one. What were you like as a child?
Oh, I love that question. That's cool. But I don't think the question's for them.
Because you don't care, clearly.
No. I don't think the question's for them. I feel like I will ask their mum, what were they like as a child?
Oh, okay, right.
I don't think it's for them to answer that. They'd be like, oh, I was the best child ever.
You know what it is? You know what it is with that question? That question hits deep when you like someone. When you don't care, I think it's like, oh, yeah. When you like someone and you start to imagine them as like this vulnerable child, and you're just like they just, it like breaks down the walls completely. And they say, you know, oh, I was like, because I'm thinking like, what were you like when you were seven? I'm not talking about teenager. I'm talking like, well, when you were seven, what were you like? And they'll be like, oh, you know, I was, you know, quite a quiet child, or I was, you know, used to run around, and you know, my mum used to tell me off all the time. I just think it's just so cute, and you're just like, oh, like you were just so lovely. Like it's that kind of, oh, no. That's how I feel about that question. I think it's really sweet.
Okay, I just don't understand how you can answer that question, especially if you're talking about 7, 6. I don't even remember.
Yes, you do. If someone said to you, "What were you like as a child?" Of course, you'd have an answer for that. You'd look back and you'd be like, "Oh, I was a blah." Do you know what I mean? You know what you were like as a child.
Nah. I just like, oh, I used to dance around. That's what I would say. It would be that basic. But that's what I thought was a responsibility for the mum and dad. Oh, he was annoying. He used to do this. He don't give me the details. Okay,
maybe you're right. But also, your answer would be based on what your mum and dad have told you.
Oh yeah, fair enough. I mean, I like when people say, oh, what was you like 5 years ago, because I feel like it puts it in perspective. Ooh. Yeah, I always ask that question, but I have asked, oh, was you like that then, back in the day? And they will expand on that, because they're like, yeah, you know what, when I was young I was a bit like this. They'll expand on that, but not like but as a child. I don't know.
I mean, I like the question, but I probably like it for the third date, second or third date. Once you like them, I think that question hits a bit differently, in my opinion.
That's fair.
Okay, so number 6, this is a hard one. What's something I wouldn't guess about you?
Oh, that's a hard one, but I like that question. Yeah, it's a good question.
It says that this icebreaker tells your date that you want to get to know them a little bit deeper, beyond what's on the surface, and has the opportunity to take the conversation in a flirtatious or a serious direction. It also gives your date the freedom to share what they feel comfortable sharing and hold on to anything they're not yet ready to disclose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it opens doors. That's, you're going to the next realm. I think it's a fun question.
What would your answer to that be?
I'll tell them something. Oh, I think it's quite a difficult one. Depending on how deep I've got with them already. But I think I'll talk about something about something that's close, that's dear to me, something about me being close to family member, or how maybe something going back in the day, something about my past, I think I'll reveal. Nothing too upsetting, like, oh, you know, this and that happened. No, nothing like that. It'll be more like, I'm close to that person, or da, da, da. Yeah, I'll say that. Because even then, I feel like I'll hold up walls, because I think, in my head, I think, oh, that person wants to dive deep. That's what I'll think in my head. And depending on what stage it is, I don't know if I want to go to those realms. So I'll keep it like very like, well, I'm close to this person, or I used to do this when I was back in the day.
Ice is not ice skating, roller skating.
Yeah, something like that. Like, yeah.
That's a good one. Or like your dance background. That's like, because that's like something that is quite like cool and quirky and intimate also.
It's like I'll do factual, like I'll backpack, you know, across.
No, but then that's, yeah, but then they would be able to guess that about you, because, for example, if you met them on your profile, that's what you talk, that's what you saw on your profile, kind of thing.
I'm saying the type of answer, it wouldn't be too deep. What about you? Would you go deeper? Would you be like going to realms that are quite personal to you?
I don't think I would. I think I would probably, I probably would be the same. I probably would give a fact about myself, but then I'd want to tease. I probably would want to go a little bit deeper, because I'd want to get something deeper out of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I might say, oh, I was an au pair in Holland for 6 months, and during that time, I experienced this. Do you know what I mean? Oh, so you're giving back, then you're giving a little bit of depth within that, which kind of opens a little bit of yourself up.
Yeah.
And then it also invites them to open up. Because if they said to me, oh, you know, I used to play semi-professional football. I'm like, okay, yeah. And so did the rest of black boys in England. Yeah, and like, do you know what I mean? I'd want something a bit more than that. So I'd want to obviously give him a bit more, so that he feels like he can be invited to give more, you know?
Yeah, I completely get that. Yeah, 100%.
Okay, number 7, what's on your bucket list? This is a good one.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't ask it often. However, it's a good one.
Yeah, same.
Do you ask that question a lot, or
no? I don't think I really ask it. No. Also, from a dark side, you know that film, The Bucket List.
Yes, I do know that film. Yeah,
it's about dying. So yeah. I always relate bucket list to dying. So I kind of try to stay away from thinking about bucket list too much. You know what I mean? I've got like, I might do it in like, oh, what do you want to do in the next 10 years? By the next 10 years, I might say something like that, but I wouldn't call it a bucket list.
Yeah, or I'd be like, where do you want to go? Like, what's one place you want to go, you know, in the next 5 years or whatever? What's your holiday destination? Those are kind of like the friendly. Instead of saying bucket list, it's like, damn, it goes to death.
Exactly. And it's also a long space of time. So you could say anything, because you know that you're not necessarily, you don't actually have to do it. You know what I mean? But if you sort of say, oh, what do you want to do in the next 5 or 10 years? It kind of shows you a bit more about their immediate ambitions.
Yes. Indeed. Yeah.
Okay, so this question is interesting, very interesting. Number 8, what do you think your most attractive quality is?
Yeah, I get asked this a lot, actually. Yeah. Do you?
Okay. No, I've only been asked this once.
Okay.
I've been asked it once, but it was also accompanied by what is your worst quality, which maybe twice, actually. I think I've answered this question twice. Which I quite liked, because it kind of gets you to see their level of introspection. How self-aware are you?
Yes.
Are you willing to admit your flaws?
Actually, misunderstood. I misheard you. I thought you meant a most attractive feature, not trait.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
I'm sure you do.
Ask, you know, I think it's just a thing, like maybe they match. I don't know, I don't even know, to be honest, but
it's a flirty thing, isn't it?
It's a flirty thing. Yeah, it's a flirty thing. I think that's a good one. I might push that back actually. I'd say, like, what's your most attractive, you know, quality instead of feature? So I might push that back.
Interestingly, it says underneath. Wait, hang on. What do you mean? Like, what do you mean you like to push it back?
No, what I now that I know that's the question, like suggestion on the article, in the article, when I get asked, what's your most attractive feature? I'll then push back, what's your favorite quality?
Yeah. No, definitely is a good one. It's a good way to kind of get that little bit deeper as well. And yeah. If you want to make it fun, you could do both.
Yeah.
What's your favorite attractive feature and quality, you know?
Yeah.
So it says underneath, if they find it difficult to say one good thing about themselves, it could indicate they lack self-love and confidence in themselves. 100%. There's nothing more draining than dating someone who doesn't rate themselves.
Yeah.
Draining. Because it's like half the time you spend it trying to big them up, trying to see what you see. But then the other half of the time, you just end up like wallowing in their lack of self-esteem. Yeah. And then in their self-pity. And then you just brings you down. It's tiring, boy.
Actually, not. Yeah. Maybe maybe a couple of people I've seen it were like that, but not really. But yeah, I can imagine it's draining.
Yeah, it really, really is. And then it says here, on the other hand, if they can't stop talking and reel off a list of 20 things without taking a breath, they might be bordering on arrogant. Either way, this is a great way to find out what someone's really like and what they think of themselves.
I've never been in that situation where the guy's like reeling off things. If they did, I would definitely comment on that. 100%. 100%.
I have dated people that have talked a lot about themselves.
Yeah. But there's also self-awareness that comes with it. I mean, you know, if somebody said, oh, my lips, oh, actually my nose, no, actually my eyes, no, actually my abs. Can you not hear yourself? That would be actually crazy. I'll actually say, can you not hear yourself? Seriously.
Yeah, no, definitely. You definitely got to question those people for sure. Okay, number 9. What's been the most significant or best year of your life so far?
I love that. I always ask that question.
Really?
Yeah, I love that question.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you not ask it? Or?
Never, ever, ever, ever asked that question or been asked that question.
That's crazy. I literally was having a conversation with somebody. Okay, I wasn't dating them, but I asked at work, actually. I asked everybody and then we all started talking about it. That's quite very interesting, actually. Got some wild answers from some that I didn't really want to know. But I think that question is very interesting.
But then we've discussed that question.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never ever discussed it with anybody else.
Yeah, you should. I think you should ask that question because I think so if they said something like, oh yeah, when I was 24 I was just playing around, then you have to question yourself.
Yeah, it's true.
But if they said something quite nice like, oh, I went traveling this year, I really, you know, got to know myself, or something like, oh, you know, I spent time with my family, then you'll see who they are. That's what I think is quite an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
It's opening a bit about them and what they value.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Or if they say, oh, when I was 14, I was at school, I'd be like,
So hopefully I'm not listening to this, but somebody at work said, yeah, I'm 13. I was like, that is such an odd year. Like, 13. They're like, yeah, like, I had like the response was, I felt like just really popular then, and I had a boyfriend then, and that lasted about 5 years, and it just made me realize that that person is trying to revive when they were 13 because they felt comfortable.
Wow,
It's quite deep. That was quite deep actually to hear that. I don't know what to say. No one said anything.
How awkward is that? Oh, bless them.
This is why you didn't talk at work.
Well.
Oh, this is why you take your lunch and you sit in the car, boy.
Oh, okay. Number 10. Tell me about your family.
Yeah, I like that question a lot. I feel like it can expand as well, can't it? It's not just tell me about your family. It's like, oh, who are you close with? What are you like with your family? Like that question is like an olive tree. There's loads of branches. You know, you can go off.
Yeah. And it says here, people can go on forever about their family. So this is a great one to fill any awkwardly long pauses with.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Find out if they have any siblings, how close they are to their parents, if family is important to them. All these answers will help you to gain a better understanding of the family life and the people who raised and shaped them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great question. It is. It's a good question. It's a good question. That's for sure. When I get asked this question, I always question how much they care. So I'm always about my answer. So when I get asked this question, I'm just like, okay, but how much do you really care? Because I can go into detail. I can really tell you about how much I love my family, but do you really care? So I kind of am always a little bit like, give a little bit, not too much. Just stop talking after a while.
Yeah. That's a good point, actually. I never really thought about that. I never thought about how deep I go or do not go. I just say, like, I really love my family. I just say I've got a good wide family network. I just say that. I don't really go into depth and say, oh, this girl that I'm really close in, that's her name. And I don't do that. Nah. It's just, I think it naturally comes out in a conversation. So I don't really need to do it, if that makes sense. So, yeah. But if they go on about their cousins, I feel like it's very nice. I like listening to it and like hearing it. I'm very curious. I don't know. I feel like family dynamic is just such a crazy topic because there's just so much depth there. And I like to listen to it. I love hearing it like from celebrities. Just in general, I like hearing about people's families. So I don't mind. They can go on and talk about it as much as they want.
Yeah, it gives you a really good indication as to how, like, who they are and how they got to where they are as well. Yeah, you're right. Sure. You're right. When do you tell people about your half brother and sister? Do you tell people?
And then the only time I tell people is when they have a half brother and sister. So they were like, oh, I've got, if they ever say it, some people, so it's really interesting because people that have a half brother and sister but are close to them, they don't call them half brother and sister. So I wouldn't know, would I? Unless they actually say, oh, they have a different mum or different dad or whatever. But if they actually make it a point, like, oh yeah, it's different, like different dads or whatever, or different mums, and then I'll say, oh, I've got a half brother and sister. But the reason why I don't mention it is because I don't want to go into depth about it. Yeah. Not because it makes me feel any way, I just can't be bothered to explain. It's just not. For me personally, what about you?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it because I can relate to that. It's long, but also it's not long, like it's so common. If you like, I'm sure most people have just been like, oh yeah, we've got different dads.
No, for me, that's not the longness of it.
No, but you just like, yeah, we've got different dads. It's a bit sticky still. And then it's like, or like, we don't talk, or like, it's just so common. So I don't think it is a question of it's long. I think there's a little bit of like, do I want to reveal all that?
No, I think it's long because I feel like people will say stuff like, okay, they say I was a bit sticky still. Okay. But how? Some people are like, what's a how?
Someone said it to me, I'd be like, yes, I understand, and let's move on. Like, I mean, like, it's honestly, I think it's so, in especially unfortunately in the Black community, it's just, it's, we know what it is. If I say, like, I always make this joke as to my sister, I'm like, when I say my sister's sister to Black people, they get it, they're like, yeah, cool. When I say my sister's sister to white people, they're like, huh, your sister's sister, huh, what do you mean? What, how does They get so baffled, but to a Black person, they're like, cool, I get it, yeah, because it's, you just know, you get it.
Okay, but there's two things about that. If you said, if somebody replied back and said, okay, cool, I'm like,
this is a first date, remember, it's in person.
Yeah, but still, if somebody said, okay, cool, I think, one, I don't care, and two, this ain't too common, mate, still ask me questions about it. Because obviously you will care, but then if they do ask too many questions, I'm like, you're too inner. Like, why do you want to know? What are you going to do? Facebook them? But I don't know. I think a good, like, I've had good balances. People have responded the best way, and I think the best way to respond is basically saying, if I say I was a bit complicated, I'd be like, oh, why? And then my response is like, oh, you know, it's just family things, like, da, da, da. I just literally say it so surface. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. Or, okay, cool. That's because they've asked why. I don't mind if they say why, because they want to know. But if I give them the surface. If they give me the surface, and then, if I give them the surface and they still say why, then I'm like, yeah, you're cheating now.
So you want them to show some interest, but not too much interest. Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I think I'm with you in the sense of, like, I just don't go into it because it's just so long to quote unquote long. However you want to interpret the word long, it's long. Because it's not really long, but it's long. So I don't really go into it. Unless. It just depends on the person. How comfortable I feel, how much I feel like they actually are interested, whether I think they'll judge my family or not. Like, this is a lot of things. I just, you know, there's a lot of, like, when I went on that park date, and I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, we bared our souls to each other because we knew that we weren't compatible and we would never see each other again. We literally went into the most detail, to the point where I was like, I've never spoken about this, like, in this way to anybody. And I think it was the same for him. It was like a therapy session. We were both just, and then he was like, oh my gosh, your family's like a soap. And I was like, no, your family's like a soap. And, like, we were just literally just going back and forth. It's actually mad.
That's quite good, actually. That's so cool.
Yeah, but honestly, because we just weren't compatible, and I think we just knew that we weren't going to see each other again. It's like, kind of like when you're in, well, I don't know if you've ever done this, but if you're on a train or a bus and someone starts telling you all about their day and what they've been through and, like, how their history, their life, their hopes and their dreams. Yeah. And then it's because they know that they're going to get off at St. Pancras, and then you're going to go one way and they're going to go another, and then you're gonna go and then you'll never see each other again.
So this is when I'm gonna go into a different layer here. So this is when it becomes interesting, because for me, all my boyfriends, I haven't spoken as deeply about certain situations to them as I would to people that I see, which is really odd. I know it's so odd. Now in reflection mode, like, if I'm reflecting all my boyfriends that I've been with, I don't think I've gone into that much depth about my family. Like, no, yeah, of course I've told them, like, the things that they need to know, but not that much depth as to the people that I've been seeing. If I've been seeing them, I don't know why, but maybe it's because I know it's temporary. So I feel like, oh, I can just chat shit to them about everything, which is actually quite wrong, to be honest. But, like, I'm just like, yeah, da, 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 I'm telling them everything. And then, I wouldn't feel any way. But with my partner, for some reason, I've only told them so far. But maybe because I feel like, because they know me, like, I don't know, I just don't want them to feel worried or, you know, have that heavy on their chest, on their mind. I don't know. It's really odd. Really odd.
Yeah, that, I guess, It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think in my mind, I can kind of see how that would happen. Because I think when you're trying to progress with someone, you are trying to kind of, and we've talked about this before, you're trying to, we individually in our own way, we're trying to create a perception about ourselves. And, you know, because that's how we think a girlfriend is in a relationship. So we're trying to create this perception and trying to make it as easy as possible. Whereas when you're seeing people, especially you do tend to form quite, I want to say like friendships, like quite close friendships. And so you probably would open up to them more on a friend level, but with your partner, there's a kind of you're trying to keep yourself on a particular level, or there's a perception that you want to uphold or that kind of thing. That's how I see that in my mind, you know, yeah. I think.
No, I understand that. I get that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but also there's another element of just, you know, as you get older as well, I think you become a lot more open and a lot more like unapologetic. So
yeah, that's very true. Very, very true.
Okay, back to the topic. All right, we've got four more. So number 11, if you won $1 million tomorrow, what would you do?
I hate that question.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like
that. Everyone will just says invest.
Yeah, it's true. Like invest, get a house, go on holiday. You surprise me with something else. Like, I don't know. It'd be nice if I had like a response like, I want to buy a cake shop because my dream was to make cakes when I was younger and now I could fulfill my dream. That would be quite nice. But I just literally get those four answers: invest, bank, or whatever, house. Car holiday.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It's dull. Number 12, what are you most afraid of? That's a good question. Hinge has that question.
Is it?
Yeah, what's your deepest fear? Because for a long time I put Marvel and it was a really good conversation starter. I think the question was, what's your most irrational fear? That was the question.
Marvel.
Yes, I'm afraid of Marvel. I told you this.
Okay.
but there are lots of reasons why, which I won't go into now, but there are reasons why I'm afraid of Marvel. But obviously a lot of men, especially a lot of people love Marvel, but a lot of men love Marvel, right? So on the app it was great because a lot of the like guys were like, what don't you like about Marvel, blah blah, and then we'd start and I would explain and then they'll be like, oh right, okay, right, yeah, cool, or they'll be like, I don't get it but fine, and then we just start talking and then I'd ask them theirs and then I got some really interesting answers. Like some people just like, you know, like the deepest depths of the sea. And even today in my training course as an icebreaker, he was asking all of us what our fit, well, it was an icebreaker slash it. Let me prepare you for what we're going to be doing. But he was asking about our deepest fears and we all went around and named them. And it was all very interesting. Like, yeah, people have like some really interesting fears.
What were some of them? Sorry.
The ones in my class were quite cliche. So there was like heights, one girl was like metal. She's got a thing about metal. So she can't, for ages, she couldn't eat with like metal cutlery and stuff. She would only use plastic cutlery and like.
She just phobia. There's a difference.
Well, yeah, fear phobia. Same
no,
thing.
They're different. I think phobias and fears are different, aren't they? See, I wouldn't say, so my phobia is jelly. I wouldn't say my fear is jelly. Well, it is and it isn't, if that makes sense.
Well, I guess it depends on what you want to, how you want to take it. Okay, so if I was asking the question on a first date, what are you most afraid of, or what's your biggest fear? I am thinking about phobias and fears, like water, heights, spiders, blah, blah, blah. Some people will be like, failure. Some people will be like,
that's what I'm saying. When you
prepare, I'm not thinking about that.
When you said Marvel, I was like, so confused. You have a fear of, because this, think about the question, you have a fear of Marvel. You, fear means you're running, you're literally running the opposite way. So in my head, when you say Marvel, I'm thinking, You don't have that kind of fear. You just don't like it.
No, I'm afraid of it. Okay. We'll discuss this offline, okay? But that's what I'm thinking, phobias and fears. But of course, but then there is the other side as well. So what answers would you expect?
Dying heights.
Yeah, dying. Someone said drowning. Look, that's the same as phobia. Heights is the same as a phobia. Is that a phobia?
I guess so. I don't know now. Can we Google it? I don't even know.
It's the same.
Honestly, okay. For some reason, I felt like they were different. Maybe they're not. Maybe I'm just making it up in my head. But I, if somebody said, "What's your fear?" I'll be like, you know what? I just don't. Yeah, it's true. I don't know. My actual fear is losing my family. Like, this is what I'm saying. How deep do you want to get? Like, my fear is losing my mom, for example. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's my fear.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. That's not a phobia, is it?
So, for example, this is interesting. So, I said my answer, well, I didn't say Marvel in the classroom. I said deep water, which was very ironic. And then but then a couple other guys said drowning. Oh, and shit. It's the same thing.
You are okay. Making me laugh.
Shut up. Anyway, it's the same thing, but it's different, isn't it? It's like,
yes, it's the same thing, but
you know what I mean? Yeah. It's a different depth level there. Yeah, so, okay, well, so if you were to ask someone this question on a date, on a first date, what kind of answer would you expect? Like dying and...
Yeah, like dying hell. And, like, my fear, like, not making a million before 30. I'm not joking. that's the kind of, like, what's it called? Is it rational? Like, yeah, rational? Is it irrational?
I don't know.
It's kind of like those kind of things, like the emotive one, the emotional ones, the ones that's attached to some type of emotion. So, because I wouldn't say jelly, because that's my actual phobia. I have a phobia. Like, I am literally, I'm running, I'm being sick. Like, that's my phobia. I'm physically, like, moving around. Like, that is my phobia. But my fear is literally dark water. See, mine's not deep water, mine's dark water. Like, I literally had dreams about I blame what happened, obviously me almost drowning, but for me it's dark water. I just feel like it's murky, it's dirty. Like, my worst fear would be going across the Thames and actually swimming across the Thames. That would be like, I'll be thinking I'm gonna get like something, like, I don't know, like germs, or I'm going to die.
Right. So it's the germs and the drowning. Okay, right.
But yeah, sorry. Yes, it's an interesting question. But I think really in general, we get a lot of the answers are very like failure or losing my parents, losing my mom, blah, 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 that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of why I feel like they're not obvious. Because obviously some people's fears go much deeper, but those are things that I would maybe expect you to say. I think I would like to hear the more quirky ones.
Yeah.
So, of course, I want to know, and I have asked more recently, I've been asking questions about, like, about your fears, your insecurities. I think when you get to know someone on a deeper level, I think that's...
You don't say insecurity to you.
Yeah. What your insecurity? Yeah.
I think that's very personal.
Well, that's what I'm saying on a deeper level, not on the first date. But when you get to say something on a deeper level, I think it was actually a really interesting conversation. And we it was very intimate, and it was, very, very good conversation to have. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good question.
Okay. This one is really good. Number 13 is really good. And it is, who do you talk to the most?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't ask it, but yeah, it's a good question.
I'm definitely taking that one. Definitely taking that one. Because especially with guys, I think, who do you talk to? Because men don't talk. I'm just like, who do you actually talk to? And it'll be interesting to know.
I take it back. I do say, when you get low, when you feel a bit like, upset or whatever, do you talk to anybody? That's why I say, who do you talk to? I do actually ask that question recently. I've actually asked the last three people I've seen recently. I think it's because mental health is now something that's constantly on my mind. So I do ask that question. I've had some really odd answers though.
Okay. What? Why? Is it not just like odd, my friend? Like,
some people say like, some people say I don't talk to anybody, which is fine. I get that. And then other people were like, not odd, but very like sad, I think, sad. Some people are like, no one wants to listen to me. And it's quite like, quite a negative answer. Like, okay. why are you laughing?
it's literally just like, okay, what do I do with this information? That's how it feels in that moment.
I say, okay, then I say, my response is, okay, oh, okay, like, definitely try and talk to your friends or...
Okay, counselor. Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever ask a question, following on from that? Have you ever been to therapy or do you believe in therapy? Do you ask that question? I think you do.
Yeah, I do. Well, I have. I've asked it. Again, because someone asked me. Someone said, oh, have you been to therapy? And I was like, oh no, but I would like to. What about you? And then he said, yeah, I'm in therapy at the moment. I'm doing it well.
Yeah.
I've taken that, stolen it. And I definitely now ask people, how open are you to therapy? Not because I feel like everybody should have therapy. If for some people it's great, for some people it's not for them, and that's fine. I can never push therapy on anyone. I don't think it's for everyone.
Yeah.
But I think to know if someone's open to it or how open they are to kind of getting to know more about themselves or kind of trying to understand some of their history a bit more, I think that tells you a lot about someone.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Definitely. If they're like, nah, that man, nah, that's not for me. I'm just like, oh, okay. You want a man? I don't know, just, or are you too arrogant that you think that you've got it all together? You know, just that kind of thing.
What if they say something like, my friends and family are my therapy?
I'd say, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, cool.
Okay, cool.
I probably would also add on to that, however, your friends and family.
I knew you were going to say that. I
can't always give you the insight that an external person can. But if that works for you, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, last one. If you were stranded on an island, sorry, let me go back a bit. Do you ask that question? Have you been asked that question about the therapy?
No, I ask them not about therapy, but I'll ask them about who they're talking to, if that makes sense, if they're low, feeling down.
Right.
And then I'll ask, have you ever been to therapy before then? And they'll be like, no, but I know somebody that has. Or I hate that response. So I'm thinking, I'm not asking about your friends and family. That's a weird response. Like, oh no, but I know someone that has. Okay.
Maybe that's their way of trying to relate to you.
Yeah, or is their way of saying that, it's kind of like saying, I accept it though. Like I haven't been, I haven't looked into it, but someone that I'm close to has done it, so I'm on board.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Okay, number 14 then. If you were stranded on an island and could take three things with you, what would they be? Why are you doing the gun fingers?
I hate that question too. All these hypothetical, I hate them because they're just so like, oh, I'll take this. You just wouldn't answer that question. I don't know. I just don't feel like the natural questions.
Yeah, I get it. I do get it. I don't find it very interesting. Maybe because it has been said for so long and you feel like, I feel like I've heard every response that I need to hear.
Exactly. So it's like you get these different type of people that respond. You get the smart asses that say, I'll ask for, I don't know, like something like
unlimited money.
Yeah,
or unlimited food.
Exactly. There's something smart. I'm thinking, that's what I'm saying. There's no point even doing this. And then you get the ones that are like, my phone. My family member. It's just like the obvious things or whatever they think is obvious. And then you get the ones that are like,
taking ages to respond. That's probably me. That is me all over. So I don't even know how to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ask that question?
Oh, do I ask that question? Never, ever. And I would hate to be asked it. Like, it can, depends on my mood. Sometimes I think I might be like, oh, yeah, that'd be fun. Other times I take it too seriously, then I get in my head and then I have to think for about 10 minutes before I get a good answer that I like. And
you're the rubbish one.
Yeah, I am. I am the rubbish one.
I can't play this game.
I know. I'm even thinking about it now.
Oh, God. That's what I was trying to say. I can't answer that question.
I don't know. But you know what? Do you know why it's a good question, though? Because it's like three things means that you've got to take something practical, something useful, useful and practical, and then something that actually gives you joy. And then you think if you have to narrow it down to like one thing that gives you joy, that joy that you could just have on an island, that's really hard.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you asking about the question? How is that going to help our relationship? What, you're going to ask me what three things you're going to take away from this relationship? It's just no meaning. Unless, I don't know. I just don't think it's that kind of question.
Right. Right.
Those were good questions, actually. Well done. That's good. That's a good article.
Yeah. I think that was a good article. And it was basically, the whole point is to try to make your first date more interesting. They say, oh, it's better than asking someone what their job is, etc. Those things are important, guys. Find out who you're dating. Because I used to be the same. I used to be like, oh, let's just make it fun. And then I just realized I'm going out with this person that I don't even know. I don't know you from Adam.
I do like, I said exactly, but I do like, I do ask them, this is like the second or third date, do you play games? Because you know what? You think it's funny. That obviously I work in gaming, but it's a loaded, not loaded, but it's a vague question, right? But how do you answer it? I mean, obviously, if you're not a gamer, you'll be like, no, full stop. There will be no extended like answer of that. But if you're a gamer of some sort, you'd be like, yeah, I play chess. And that makes you that makes you think of, okay, you're quite strategic, you think different. And then I play chess as well. I'm like, oh, let's play. Or it might be like, I like board games, or I like actual games, like social gaming. I like slot games. There's a lot of games in the world. Or they might be like, it's quite sexual. Yeah, I play games. You know, you'll get different responses. Trust me, I've had a whole different type of response.
That's a good one. I like that. I do like that. I have asked someone, do you play games? Or no, I was showing them, you know, Ludi?
No.
The Jamaican board game. It's basically Ludo. You know, Ludo, where you got the thing in the middle. Hello. Stop laughing. Are you with me or not? Hello.
Yes, carry on.
Are you with me or not? Do you know what Ludo is?
Ludo is.
Okay, right. So Ludi is like Ludo, but there are a few different rules, and it's on a big what's it made out of? It's heavy wooden, like carved wood board, and it's huge, and then it's colorful and it's like thing. So I showed it to someone because I was playing it at someone's house. Like, you get it out for all the big occasions, like family events and like parties, and they always get the thing. And the grown men play it, kids play it, women, everyone plays it, right? It's a big thing. And I was showing it, and they were like, oh, I've never seen this before. I was like, okay. I was like, oh, do you play a game? No, not really. I thought, you've never, like, you're not into board games at all. Like, again, it's not a must, but are you so sure? Are you going to get down if me and my family are playing a game? If we're going to play Articula, are you going to be down with that too? And you're right. It's important.
It's an important question. Because, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like games is like, I think I am a gamer, you know. I'm not a gamer like hardcore, like, but I used to play games all the time. I used to play chess. Like, when somebody says I like chess, that's attractive to me. So I actually love that. I love chess. I love chess. And I also like Monopoly. I love Snap games. I've got about 100 cards. I was counting them today. I've got like about four packs of cards. Well, I've got four, I don't know. But I do probably use all of them. But yeah, like I think games is quite an important thing. And do you cook? That's another thing I ask.
So you've reversed it on the men now. The men were asking us, do we cook? And now you're asking the men, do they cook?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, okay. I ask, another one I would add on to that is, if you could do anything in the world and money was not an option, what would it be? That's like my new favorite question. Because I think it really helps you to understand someone's passion, like what makes someone tick. Because a lot of times we do things, you know, just to get by. But actually, if you could do anything in the world, what would it be? I like that question.
That's a good question.
Do you cook? Nah. No, I do. I'd float it. And I think it might come off the back of a conversation about food, maybe.
I don't think straight up and say, hi, how are you? Do you cook? I don't say that.
No, I know. Okay, I know. I'm sure you don't. I'm just saying. It's not my top priority of questions. What about, do you have kids? When do you ask that?
You're funny. Straight away. It's not even on a date. This is on the message. Yeah, I ask it straight away. I ask that question almost like, I would say three chats in.
I never have to, because guys ask me that question first.
Yeah, guys
and I say no. And then they say, oh, okay. And I said, do you have kids? And so I never have to bring it up, because they always bring it up first.
Yeah.
What about, do you want kids?
I don't ask that question.
Mm.
They ask me.
You know what, you know the reason why, because I'm kind of the same. I don't really ask a question. It comes up eventually, but I don't outright ask a question. And I think it's because we haven't been shocked yet. I think women who have been in situations where a man has been like, I don't want to have kids, or they've mentioned it really far down the line, or the person is kind of, it's on the cards, and then they realize I don't want to have kids. I think when you've had that shock to your system, then that becomes being a higher priority. But I think we're still in that kind of phase of like, oh, I'm sure he'll want kids eventually, blah, 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 blah. That's probably why we don't ask.
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, it's true. I haven't come across any guy that said no. And if they did, I'd be like, okay. Next person. I wouldn't hesitate. I'd be like, unfortunately. So this is an interesting one. We'll finish on this one. I'm getting tired. I was such an idiot as well. I didn't read the profile. Yes, it's my fault. So he said that. On his profile, he's like, it's quite a lot of information, actually. He said something like, I don't date people that are vaccinated. And then in brackets, it says something like, I hope you read this. Or something like, I hope you read this. Something like that. I don't know. Something like, I hope you read this because I don't want to waste anybody's time, whatever. Anyways, having a great conversation, Simone. Like, he was great. He was so lovely. He was so nice. And something told me, let me just check his profile one more time. Oh, I was like, fudge. I was like, what is that? But then I said, what does that mean for like how I feel about him and just everything? And we were talking for ages, like for a good like 2 weeks. I think that's quite long. And he was excited. He was like, oh, we should meet. Like, it was so lovely. And then I said to him, I'm really sorry, but you know, I'm vaccinated and I don't have a strong opinion like that. Da, da, da. And he goes, I'm really sorry that I have to stop this conversation then. It's against my beliefs. And that was it. And he goes, I'm going to send you some links as to why you shouldn't have taken the vaccination. I was like, okay. And then he just unfriended me. That's quite sad, that was. Unmatched me, sorry. Unmatched me.
Wow.
That was quite sad. It's quite sad.
That up in the values episode.
Oh, I forgot about that one, actually. That's quite good. But yeah, I was quite sad. I was actually quite sad because he was quite a nice person. He did like animation and he was just like a nice person.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I can understand why that would be sad, but obviously your values didn't align. So, and that was deeper than the connection that you built in those 2 weeks.
Yeah, because I thought at one point, I thought he would be like, oh, don't worry. I actually thought he was going to say, don't worry, but that's a joke. He was like, I can't. He's like, I can't be with somebody that's completely different.
I mean, boy, I don't really want to get into it, but I would feel very, obviously, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But it's just, sometimes it can be a little bit hypocritical. So I'd be interested to find out if he'd been vaccinated as a child, like what his diet's like what he eats and drinks. And smokes.
Yeah, but for you to go in those realms, is it necessary? Like him already
put, of course not.
If he said, oh, that's okay, I would still question. Not that is not about the vaccinated thing. I'll still question everything. I'll be like, is this the person for me then? If he's got like these strong beliefs about something that I don't feel strongly about.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But I think it's just that whole because he said, I can't be with someone who's completely different. And yeah. I just think that
opposing
making this decision, does that mean that you are completely different? It's like a sinner calling another sinner a sinner. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
true.
You're all sinners. That's kind of how I feel. That just because of how he addressed it is the reason why I would have those questions in my mind. But of course I wouldn't bring it up. I'd just be like, okay, keep it stepping. That's fine. Well, you know, but make sure you find out if, you know, all these kind of questions. That's what I'm saying. There's no point waiting around, guys. Just, you know, ask these things that are really important to you. Ask these questions on the first day, even if you think it's going to sound a little bit too interviewee or whatever. Just make sure you get the facts. Make it fun. Word it in a way that's fun and entertaining and interesting, but find out what you need to find out. I was just going to say one last thing on the kids thing. Whenever you ask a guy if they want kids, they always think that you are asking them if they want to have kids with you. Why do they do that? Like, I'm literally asking a general question. Would you like to have kids in your lifetime? Not right now, immediately with you. Calm down.
They get excited.
But I wasn't even thinking excited. I was thinking like overwhelmed, but you know.
Excited, overwhelmed, yeah. But at the same time, if they ask me that, I'll be like, I don't want it with you in my head. I do think why you're.
Yeah, but I wouldn't think with you. I'd just be like, yeah, I want kids one day. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. If that question does come up, I do think about it. I do think, because of our age. If they ask me when I was 22, or yeah, do you want kids? I'm like, yeah, one day. But now it's a bit like we're actually shortlisting right now. So.
Well, we are.
The pressure's on.
It is on. This is what people need to understand. The pressure is on. I'm really sorry, but the time is ticking for all of us. Remember, I met that guy, and he was very much like that. Like, I'm ready to wife someone. I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready. Do you want kids? Do you believe in God? Do you do that? He that's the one that was an atheist, and he was like, I can't be with you because I know it's going to be an issue. Like, I've been here before. Blah blah blah. And then when we couldn't get together, he was like, I'm ready to wife, and you're not taking this seriously, and blah 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 blah. And like, he was on it. He was on this shortlisting thing, and I low key rated it. I low key rated it. He was.
I can't do this militantness. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sorry. What was that?
I'll just say relax.
Well, yeah, we've given you some fun ways to ask questions on first dates, but also we've given you the talk, guys, on, you know, make sure that you ask serious questions up front as well. But yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. It's been fun. Nice and lighthearted. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Dating Game Podcast, on Twitter at The Dating Game Pod, and use the hashtag The Dating Game Podcast to get involved in the conversation. We always love to hear from you. And yeah, we'll speak to you soon. Thanks, guys.
Bye.